A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Because the full-time whistle has gone at Anfield. The final whistle goes then, and it's Liverpool 0, Chelsea 0.
Toothless.
Both sides really, really lacking in quality. Chelsea had a goal disallowed by VAR in the first half from Kai Havertz. Not a lot to write home about from either team, really. It was a mid-table clash, and that's exactly what we got. We got two poor teams, really, really poor teams who just cancelled each other out in a battle of crapness almost. The point takes Liverpool above Brentford on goal difference for now. It keeps Chelsea below us. But yeah, listen, that was it's eighth now versus tenth. It was that. It was really, really poor game. Two sides were really, really struggling this season, and you could tell that game just lacked quality. That was not an advert for Premier League football. It wasn't good, that, for both sides. We'll speak about Liverpool, but just as for both teams, you'll be looking at that going,
collectively, both crap. Yeah, they both be glad to just get off the pitch and not have too much damage inflicted on either side, because let's be honest, it was low quality. You could see that both sets of teams, there was individuals within the teams that were playing with low level of confidence. You mentioned it was a mid-table clash. It was a sparring. They didn't really lay a glove on each other. You know, the goalkeepers weren't really overly stretched, weren't having to be worked out or anything like that in any real way. Said to you from the start, I'm not 100% convinced of Kepa's abilities anyway, so put him under pressure, get shots off, make him work, you know, make him get stuck in, and we didn't really do enough of that. I do think, to give Liverpool a little bit of credit, we came out in the second half, and the first 10 minutes, we probably was the best 10 minutes of the entire game for us, in terms of the press seemed to all be in sync, the threat towards goal seemed to be a lot more effective. It just wouldn't fall for us in the right areas today. It didn't fall to the right people to get the right chances. So we was just we was quite a way away from our best. Chelsea are nowhere near their best, and as a result, it was two poor form teams going toe to toe, and both having, both being toothless.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just checking my BetMate team, by the way, as it stands. I don't think I won. I think I got 48 points. Didn't get me any more. I'll double check him, but congratulations to St. Jam 007, who won £225.
Gang.
With 61 points. Let's have a little look at the team. Probably full of Chelsea players, was it? Let's have a little look if it'll come up. We'll come back to it. Maybe I think the points Italian up there. And Shaheen with 1982 with 112.50. Congratulations to you guys, anyway. Done better than I did. Thomas Garcia says, realistic expectations. Thanks for the super chat, Thomas. Over under sixth place this year?
Six seems
about right at the minute, doesn't it?
I don't even... You see me, yeah, personally. If we're not in the Champions League, I don't want to be in Europe. I don't want to be doing that Europa League slot.
You'd have to finish like ninth or something.
But I'd take it this season. Like if not fundamentally is going to change within the management and the coaching staff, and the money is available for us to rebuild, I wouldn't mind just playing one game a week while we get it right and nail it on, because then we can go again for the following season in the Champions League, so be it. But I don't want us to finish sixth and then having to negotiate Europa League matches in the middle of God knows where.
So we're heading now, isn't it? And yeah. So Chelsea might be the same. I just mentioned the winning team on BetMate. By the way, if Joe can bring that up for me, he captained Jorginho and got 6 points. So he got 22 points for Jorginho. So 7 for Ali, 9 for Ibu, 6 for Ami Benoit, 22 for Jorginho. That decision won you the money. Thiago 6, Salah 6, vice captain, and Kai Havertz 5. Could have been even more if Havertz's goal could have stood, maybe. And So congratulations, yeah, 225 quid going to St. Jan 007. I don't think I got nothing, and I can't see if any of the other Redmen guys did either. Paul missed out on money by half a point.
Wow.
49 and a half got the money. Paul got 49, unlucky gaffer. And I'm still scrolling looking for Chris, which kind of tells you how Chris got on. I don't even know where he is.
Yeah, the team all sorted as well, didn't
you? Yeah, I don't even know where Pajax is, but look at that, I can't even find him. So yeah, Pajax had not had the best of games there for sure.
Shocker. Unlucky Pajax.
Unless he's in there, unless he's higher, but no. Right then, so yeah, congratulations again to St. Jam 007. To Shahen, who won 112.50, only 1 point behind. Wolves 1965 to win, won as well. As did Nate 91. Loads just got involved, but yeah, some big wins there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at UH1.com.
That game's gonna be so hard to analyze. Let's think then. We spoke there about the lack of quality.
Yep.
Any positive? I thought maybe the defending. General play defending was good.
Yeah.
Set plays, especially in the first half, got better. But as a duo, Konate Gomez did okay. Milner, I think the back four was all right.
The back four was all right. He did never look out of sorts. He did that look like the were strangers, or the, you know, he could get on the foot on the ball. He seemed to move the ball well. He put it into good positions. I think it was that midfield again. It's going to be a sticker point for us all season, but. And that midfield just giving balls away. There was a lot of that towards the back end of that first half. Scrappy, just giving the balls, high turnovers of the ball. And we just didn't seem composed enough for me, if I'm being completely honest. And I think that was part of the problem when you're trying to then set up your attackers. You're not really giving them and you're not really filling them with any confidence if you can't give off a simple 5-10 yard pass and you're getting it all wrong. So, as I say, that second half, there was vast improvements. It looked like a lot more of an aggressive side. We looked like we wanted to take the initiative and try and be on the front foot. But I think, as you mentioned about Pajetic, you know, his legs went. You could see that the change.
He was good. I thought he had a game.
Yeah, I thought he had a game.
Until he got tired.
Exactly. So I think it's hard to really analyse because when you expect more from this Liverpool team, you know, was it Aidad? That Rada was like, if you can't beat this Chelsea team at home,
it's a poor result.
It's a poor result.
It's a better result for Chelsea than Liverpool, it really is. Yeah, it really is. Rubbish. I've got a sense, and I might be wrong, and I don't know. It felt like there's been a real emphasis on not being easy to beat.
Yeah.
And that has impacted the attacking play a little bit. Mm. It felt a strange team selection. It was a quite disjointed one at times. I'm not sure Harvey Elliott's a left winger, for example.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it wasn't great. Tyrone says there's no positive spin for any other result than a win. The position we put ourselves in means a draw may as well have been a loss. You had Tyrone, thanks to the Superhouse. No one's saying it was a good result.
Yeah.
I was just trying to think of anyone who did well for Liverpool because Chelsea's defender got man of the match, but I thought Liverpool's defenders did quite well
as well.
It looked like a mid-table / lower league game. That was a real, real lack of quality. Alisson had to make one good save, that was it. Mm. Kepa didn't really have to make any save at all.
Nope.
Which kind of...
It's quite shocking it sums up for us.
I'll bring the stats up here.
Test him, and that's been the story of our season so far. Not really doing enough to these
five shots between both teams on target. Three for us, two for them.
Exactly.
But the ones that Kepa had were pretty simple shots. The ones that Alisson had. He made one good save from the header, and other than that, it wasn't great. Both sides really, really, really lacking. It's two sides who are lacking in confidence. Both sides... watching that display, yeah, Champions League football for both teams looks miles away.
Yeah.
I would like what it's worth saying. Both these teams did get to domestic cup finals last year.
Yeah.
Maybe they're feeling the effects. We saw Man City played tons of games last year. They're under it as well. But I'm trying to put my head around. We fell off a cliff. Chelsea have fell off a cliff.
City have dropped off a little bit.
It feels like last season's really
taking its toll. Maybe. And then the World Cup as well. And we're on this exaggerated circumstances for Chelsea. They've had a lot of turmoil. They've went new owners. They've spent mad money. They've got rid of one of the managers that was, you know, one of the most successful managers in such a small, short period of time. They've got a manager that's taken that big leap up. So, you know, Chelsea fans, you know, even the Chelsea fans that I've spoken to, they haven't got high hopes or big expectations from this side this season. You know, they know that it's very much a transitional season for them. They need to get the right personnel and they need to start playing the right style of football in order to actually build on. And you can see that from the way they played today. They didn't really have that confidence. They didn't really want to flex the muscles or take it to Liverpool or go for the jugular, and that's what we've seen and what we've been used to in the past. Chelsea teams are arrogant. Chelsea teams are really arrogant, really difficult to break down, really resolute, and when they need to be ruthless, they can be ruthless. They did not have the hallmarks of a Chelsea team for me today, if I'm being honest. And, you know, as I say, they will write off this season, rightfully so, because they've got everything that they need. They can look forward to. They can look forward to these players being implemented. They can look forward to Graham Potter getting this project underway. They can look forward to having a new owner that will kind of usher in a new dawn for them, in, so to speak. But this Liverpool side, there's so many question marks, and that's where the anxiety has crept in. That's where the nervousness has crept in, and that's where I think that lack of confidence is now a really defining factor for us.
I think they realised that they can't play expansive footy and be solid at the same time.
Yeah.
And they were trying to, so I think Liverpool have decided, get some zeros, again, that's two clean sheets in a row. Maybe that's the, like, and then you're, that's going to be, that. The gap is so big to top, if that is the aim, because I'm not even sure it can. But if it is, that's a big old gap to try and claw down.
8-9.
It's not just points-wise, just a lot of teams, but it feels like that may be what it was. John, with the Super Chat, thanks very much, John, says, John Francis, Pacetic may have no ceiling. I thought he was good.
Yeah.
I think, again, we saw against Wolves, he got tired, and he seemed to tire at the end. He had that counter-attack, and he just couldn't quite get his legs going. But yeah, I was impressed, especially because he was on a yellow card for a lot of the game. Independent Scott, I feel bad for Doak being left out in favour of Ox. But to be fair, Ox didn't come on either.
Bench warming
both themselves. It's hard to really analyse that, but yeah, what we're going to try and do, we'll try and do that just that on our next couple of shows as well. So Errol will be live very, very shortly on YouTube with the Fan Reaction Show. So if you head to our social account at the Redmen TV, you can tweet us there. If you're one of our YouTube members, you can use the chat. If you're one of our Redmen Plus Club Legends, you can use the Discord chat. Get yourselves involved in that show. Later on, I'll be over at the board of the player ratings, which could be a chore, but we'll try. Again, that'll be available on YouTube, so do keep an eye out on that one. There'll be reaction from in and around Anfield as well. Chloe and Paul and Chris are down there, so if you want to get involved, they'll be there on the YouTube channel for you as well. Then Errol and I will be back with the instant match reaction over on Redmen Plus a little bit later on. But yeah, the game ends Liverpool 0, Chelsea 0, and it was as bad as the scoreline suggests. Thanks very much for joining me and Errol. Hopefully we made it a little bit more entertaining for you. You guys certainly helped us get through, because it was a bit of a slog. But thanks very much for watching. Thanks very much for tuning in. And we'll be back next time. See you later, everyone.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Boss content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.